This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's open for business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and of course, it's the first Monday of the month. Businesses are struggling with the various forms of movement control that's happened and the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on their industries. Many companies have folded up and many continue to struggle. Some entrepreneurs even wonder when it will ever end. At a time like this, what you focus on can be a determining factor whether your business will survive and thrive or fall. Jeevan Sadevan, founder of Leverage Lab, steps in to help entrepreneurs once again smash through barriers and change their direction and velocity by changing their priorities. And this insightful session is something we definitely don't want to miss. Good morning, Jeevan.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's been a while since we caught up.
Yeah, now time flies. Can you imagine March 18, 2020 is when the first MCO hit? And now look at how time has flown.
Right. And of course, today's topic is 7 entrepreneurial priorities to successfully navigate through this pandemic. And I'll just ask you point blank for an opinion. How bad is this going to get? What do you see?
Okay, well, so here's why I've actually come up with the topic before I answer your question is the priority. So entrepreneurs, sometimes it's really hilarious, but their priority could be fear. They're getting scared or they're worried, or these are priorities of theirs. So what I'm doing here today is I'm changing the focus of an entrepreneur. So entrepreneurs need to focus on something completely different. If you want to navigate this pandemic and come out really successfully out of this, there are 7 key things you've got to change your focus towards. You want to focus on that and keep that as a priority. So how bad is this going to get? How bad is it? And what's the situation? Well, let's look at it this way. It's going to be like this for the next 2 years until the vaccine kicks in, next 1 to 2 years. And this is not, so you can't just hope that, you know, it'll go away in June or it'll go away in July or in August. You can't just live on hope like that. You got to understand that it's going to take time for this to play out. It'll take some time, and I'm saying about 1 to 2 years. And then there may be some mini MCOs along the way, you know, another 2 or 3 along the way. So businesses have to be prepared. So they've got to change their priorities. You've got to focus on some very different things, and we're going to talk about that today. So the important thing to realize is we've got another 1 to 2 years of this. And as the vaccine uptake kicks in and more people get vaccinated, then of course, with all stronger SOPs and everything, then things get better, a lot better, but it's going to take time. So businesses need to be aware that at least for the next 1 to 2 years, know that this is going to linger in the background a fair bit, and have that in your mind as you work on your business. So that's important.
That's important. So just yesterday, I was listening to a talk by Tony Robbins, and he was saying that he tried drifting. And the instructor told him, look at your direction, right? But as he was learning that process of drifting, all he could see was the wall that he was going to crash in. And his instructor actually moved his face to look at the direction he needs to go, right? Instead of looking at the wall, right? Now, so should a business then spend money to make money or to stop the leak?
Again, yeah, so this is what we're addressing as well. In the second item I talk about, we will address that. Should a business spend money to make money? In the short answer, of course, is yes. But then again, it then comes up the issue. Some people say, hey, look, you know, I've got so many things going wrong in the company. I need to fix. Money needs to go to plug the leaks and all sorts of stuff. But we'll come to that. We'll come to that in the second priority that we're going to focus on. But definitely that's something that businesses need to understand that, yes, you've got to invest. You have to invest, especially in marketing. So we're coming to that in a bit.
Okay. So with so many fires to put out, right, how can an entrepreneur know even where to start?
Yeah, again, a very good question. So I often get this a lot, actually. Entrepreneurs would ask me, say, should I just start recruiting? Should I focus on sales? Should I focus on debt recovery? It's a lot like a gym. You know, when you go to the gym, you've got to do multiple things at the same time. You can't say that, hey, I'm going to go and just work on my biceps and go home and feel really strong. No, you've got to, you know, maybe it's upper body day, you know, today, or maybe it's leg day, but you've got to do a bunch of stuff. And then it's a little bit of cardio as well. So it's a bunch of stuff. So same with the businesses. It's a bunch of stuff. However, my focus today is, what's your priority? Yes, you've got a whole bunch of stuff you've got to work on, but what's your priority? What are the entrepreneurial priorities? So I've got 7 here today. Mm. We're going to talk about the 7 entrepreneurial priorities. This is on your table. This is on your plate. These are your priorities. This is where your focus has got to go.
Right.
And you will navigate this pandemic extremely well if these 7 things are your priority as you move forward. Yes, there'll be a lot of other things on your table, but these 7, they are your priority.
Okay. And before we get into the 7, right, you know, and we say, yes, these are things to look at, right? You know, a lot of people from entrepreneurs to staff to just people in general, just fed up and burn out. You know, how do you handle this, right? We're just tired. I am tired.
Again, this is again something I get a lot. I get a client calling me and saying, hey, coach, I'm just so exhausted. I'm fed up. I'm burnt out. And burnout is common. So the first thing is accept the fact that it is a condition that you need to work with. Don't dismiss it. And if you feel burnt out, yes, you're burnt out. So accept the fact that, yes, you are burnt out. Either it's a low-level burnout that you're just feeling it every day, or it's a massive one and you're just completely knocked down, knocked off your chair. So that's the first step. Accept that you are having a burnout. The second thing is take a break.
Hmm.
People often look at taking a break as a bad thing. And when I say take a break, I'm not talking about, you know, you just sit at home and don't look at your laptop for 4 hours and get back on it. When I say take a break, I'm talking about an absolute complete break where you shut down from work. Maybe it's 1 day, 3 days, 2 nights, whatever that is, you know. Maybe you check into a hotel and just enjoy some room service, you know, that sort of thing. But you take a break and you find that your brain gets extremely recharged when you do that. So if you're constantly working, take a break, read a novel, have a cup of tea, just take a whole day off or take 2 days off. So this is something business people need to do because they're so panicky. They're working nonstop, sometimes to 1 a.m. Then they get up in the morning, they're in high stress, anxiety again, and they push like crazy. There are no breaks. So the body's not recharging, not recovering, not rejuvenating. Right. So yeah, things there. Acknowledge the burnout. Second, take a break. So that's how you handle burnout. And that's you've got to be prepared for a lot of that over the next 2 years.
Right. You know, so in a couple of years ago, I take a break. You know, you want to go on holiday. You can't even get out.
Yeah, now you take a break, you get a
Okay. Okay, let's go through the priorities. Okay, what's the first one?
Okay, so 7 entrepreneurial priorities to successfully navigate through this pandemic. Priority number one. As you look at everything that's happening. The first one is long-time perspective. So let me explain this one. Let me give you a little bit of a lesson in history here, actually. So there's this person by the name of Dr. Edward Banfield of Harvard. So Dr. Edward Banfield of Harvard, he studied for 50 years. He studied the social and economic mobility of the U.S. as well as in a few other countries. He studied the upward social and economic mobility, what actually caused people to move up this economic ladder. And he was trying to find something that this common factor that caused people to move up the social economic ladder. And what he did was in his study, and it was a very controversial study, but there's a lot of truth to it. And what he did was he divided society into 7 classes. He had, for example, the lower class, then he had the upper lower class, then the lower middle class, the middle class, the upper middle class, and so on, right up to the upper class. So he had these 7 classes of society, and he wanted to show what exactly was a common factor, common denominator that would make a person move up from any level of class to several classes above. What was this common denominator? It's fascinating because this is a study that was very controversial, and he went on for many years. And here's what he discovered. He discovered the answer is time perspective, long-time perspective. So let me explain. Now, if you look at the highest level of society, the upper class, if you look there, their time perspective of the people at that level are in decades. It's in decades or generations. They think in terms of decades or generations, you know, that the wealth, okay, we want the next few generations to embrace this wealth and things. And they think very far. But you go right down to smack to the gutter, to the bottom, to the lowest level of the social economic ladder. For example, you've got the drug addict. His time perspective is 30 minutes. Mm. When to get the next fix? So it's 30 minutes. So this, I found this to be very fascinating. I came across this research many years back and I thought, hey, there's a lot of truth to this because the longer your time perspective, the better you see things. Like for many people dealing with COVID and dealing with this whole pandemic, their time perspective is next week. oh no, my business is hit. What do I do? Do I spend some money on marketing? They're looking in terms of a week or a month or 1 or 2 months. You know, right. I hope COVID goes away in 2 months. Their time perspective. So I'm telling people, hey, the first priority as an entrepreneur is have a longer time perspective. You're in this for the long haul. Look, think about your business in the next 5 years. Think about the next 2 years. So whatever marketing you're spending, you can recover. Whatever money you're investing in your business, you can recover. If you take a short overdraft or a loan, you can recover that. So you look at it a little bit long term, suddenly your options are bigger.
Right.
You're going to be a much better, and you're not thinking of, okay, I'm going to run an offer on social media on Facebook today, and I pray this offer works. No, you're looking long term. I'm going to be running hundreds of offers over the next 2 years. So you're thinking long term now. So your longer time perspective, and this is such a brilliant priority of yours to change. You know, think long term time perspectives, and this works for any level of your life. For right. example, even education. You think of a course you want to do and say, you know, as soon as I finish this course, am I going to make some money next week? No, you're going to say, okay, this course can serve me for the next 5 years. If I did a speed reading course, for instance, that could serve you over the next 10 years of your reading, even though it may cost you 3,000 ringgit right now, but your next 10 years of reading has completely changed just because of this one course. So the time perspective makes you rethink a lot of things. So the first priority for entrepreneurs is to have a long-time perspective.
Okay.
Now, you've got to see this COVID better. You've got to see your business growth over the next 2 to 5 years and not just month to month when revenues are going up and down like a yo-yo. So that's the first one.
We'll go through the other priorities in just a moment. But, you know, just this comment, right? And then we have this expression in Malay, right? Kais pagi makan pagi, kais petang makan petang. Like we have only enough income to live on for a day. And maybe it's very difficult for a lot of people to look beyond that. And I guess when you start, to get out of that, when you're only earning enough for the day, it's like, am I saving something? I'm just trying to, you know, am I saving something to think of my future? And even though it's difficult now.
And even when you start taking a long time perspective, the first thing you'll notice is your behavior changes. So you got to say, all right, how can I behave differently so I can earn more? I can get more customers. I can close more sales. Should I change my behavior with my staff, behavior with the customers? So the behavior change, when you see a customer, for example, when you close a sale with a customer, if you have a short time perspective, you just look at that immediate sale and make them buy as much as they possibly can. But if you have a long time perspective, say, I'm going to see this person for the next 5 years, the next 3 years. So it's okay if they don't buy a lot today,
right.
But let me treat them really well and take very good care of them. You know, like Frida, I'll give you an example. My clients stay with me for many years. I've got a client, a dental client of mine, who's been with me for 14 years now. I've been coaching her for every month for 14 years. And now her sons are in the coaching as well. And I've got other clients on average, they're with me for 5 years, 4 years, 6 years. So it's a time perspective. You got to see, don't look at the immediate sale. Look at the relationship.
Okay, so you're thinking of lifetime and even several lifetimes, right? The next generation.
Your time is going to be a lot bigger. So most people are telling me, wake up. Don't let your time perspective be just 1 month. You know, look anything. That's why I even recommend to my clients, invest. During a time like this, when markets are down and everything's down, this is a great time to invest. Oh yeah, but you know, things are difficult. Hey, look, time perspective again. So long time perspective is one of your priorities as an entrepreneur. Think longer. You hire someone, think I'm going to work with the staff for another 3-5 years.
Right.
Hire better. You know, always have a long-term perspective in everything you do.
Right. So we're talking about 7 entrepreneurial priorities to successfully navigate through this pandemic. We'll go through the rest in just a moment. I'm here with Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab. Stay tuned. BFF 89.9.
Building First World Malaysians. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab is with us as it's the first Monday of the month. And we talk about 7 entrepreneurial priorities to successfully navigate through this pandemic. And your first priority is to have a long time perspective.
A long time perspective. So your time perspective is very important. So that's the first one. Second one, number two, the second entrepreneurial priority, every entrepreneur, this is top of your line, top priority here, is aggressive marketing. Now, one of the challenges I've noticed with this whole pandemic is entrepreneurs just started marketing less. They cut marketing budgets. One of the first things that got cut was marketing budgets. But here's the thing, you need to educate people on what you can do for them and what you offer. So you've got to start going aggressive with your marketing, online and offline, both. Go aggressive. And the good news is a lot of things, are, especially offline, are a lot cheaper now. I've got clients putting up billboards. You know, one of my clients, Cafe Omba Cafe, they've got a billboard now up in Bangsa. Mm. And they serve amazing seafood. And they've got a billboard up and to direct people to their restaurant. And so you see, so these things are a lot cheaper now than they were in the past. So you want to do that. You want to do aggressive marketing. You want to increase your budgets by 5 to 10 times. And of course, measure the results of every campaign. Whatever campaigns you do, you measure. You launch campaigns on Facebook, Instagram. You measure your headlines, you measure the pictures, you measure the offers. You've got to see what's really working, what's not working. I'm getting my clients to double up on their marketing efforts. And, you know, that's just the beginning. Doubling up is just the beginning. So aggressive marketing is a very big thing. And I'm telling businesses, this is a priority. You know, for it's sad that many businesses, when bad times hit, the first thing to go out the window is marketing.
Right.
Marketing budgets are the first things to go out the window, and that should be the first things you work on. So you want to get aggressive, and you want to stand out amongst your competitors, and let people know that hey, you're here, and you're giving all of these benefits and promos and everything else out there. So this is the second priority, very very critical. Just remember, online, offline, and here's a good rule of thumb: 5-5. You should have at least 5 online strategies and 5 offline strategies. 5 and 5 is a very good rule of thumb, and that's actually a minimum.
Okay.
And this is where it gets interesting. So, you know, if you have Facebook advertisements, that's 1. So all Facebook ads are 1. Then you've got Facebook videos that can be 2, and so on and so on. So that's the second priority. Third one. The third priority is innovate. Now, innovate. So here's where businesses need to pivot where they need to and decide how long they will emphasize that pivot. Example, if, say, during movement controls, restaurants have to pivot delivery services. And now, of course, delivery services do not bring in as much money as dining in. But if you've got to do it, time being, you've got to do it. And now you've got to get aggressive with it. You've got to make sure that you're adjusted so that people want to get food from your restaurant. And then you make a decision how long we'll continue these aggressive delivery services, how long we're going to push for it. When doors open and you no longer need to do it, then it's something that you can still do on the side, but at a lesser level.
Mm.
And you can push it at a lesser level. But you've got to see, where do I pivot? How do you pivot? You know, if your business has a lot of trucks, for instance, should you pivot and do some logistics? Should you look at that? Should you do that? Should you sell other people's products and services? You see, so the thing is this, and I have a magic phrase for every one of my clients, and I tell it to everyone else out there. Remember this phrase, never forget this phrase, and that is, get everything you can out of all you've got. Get everything you can out of all you've got. You know, look at every resource you have in your business. That's a great philosophy to live by. Get everything you can out of all you've got. You see, you've got to understand. So when it comes to innovating, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You've got to innovate. Innovate everything in your business. Say, what are the things we can now innovate? You know, if you're a cafe, you want to innovate your menu. Change the menu. I mean, hey, look, what are some different kind of foods we can offer? Don't have the same menu you've been having for 3 years now. You know, if you're a hair salon, you want to innovate. Maybe you want to do courses as well. It's just, besides just cutting hair, you want to offer courses or whatever it is. You want to pivot where you can pivot. So take a look at your resources and see what else can we offer? How else can we do it? And you know, the brain is a magical thing. When you allow the brain to brainstorm, you'll get all kinds of ideas. It's just that people often are too lazy to just go down the pivoting road, you know, to pivot the business and come up with all kinds of ideas. So that's the third priority. Innovate. You know, you wanna get as creative as you can in the things you can offer into the marketplace.
Right.
So that's priority number 3. Priority number 4 is accountability and training. Now, this is critical in a pandemic time like this. You want to make sure that staff are accountable to the things they've got to do. So here's 5 magic words that you should never forget. Who does what by when? Who does what by when? So this is an accountability sentence, you know. Who does what by when? So who in your company is doing what by when? See, and who's holding them accountable to all of this? And of course, when you want to hold people accountable, you've got to make sure they're trained as well. So the training's critical. You've got to offer the training online, offline, whatever that is. So you got to make sure people are accountable. And at the same time, you've got to offer the training. And if necessary, move people around. So maybe your business is at a stage now where certain departments may be relevant if you're outsourcing it now, and you've got good staff in these departments. Now you can move people around, sit down, have a chat with them, have a heart-to-heart conversation and begin the process. And your best friend in business is what I call HABU, H-A-B-U, highest best use. So HABU is your best friend, highest and best use. Think, what is the highest and best use of every staff in the company? What's the highest and best use of your time? What's the highest and best use of your office, of your products, your services, your different suppliers? What's the highest and best use of everything? HABU, everything. So accountability and training is a very important priority. Again, it's not one of those things that businesses tend to focus on, not realizing how much ammunition you've got when you actually do. And you start getting everyone accountable to their jobs, and you work with them and you start training them to be extremely competent at a time like this, right, you can double your revenues. Just by doing that, you can double up your revenue. And we do this all the time. So get staff accountable on all the different areas of the business. Get them accountable. Move people around where you need to. Talk to them about it. Get the green light with everyone. And then, of course, train people. If you've got someone in say, you've moved someone to telemarketing, don't expect them to immediately be really good at it. Start the training process. Get people to train them and train them. Make sure everyone is competent in wherever they're posted. If someone's suddenly being posted to customer service, are they trained to really react to customers' issues and problems and solutions and all that? So accountability and training is a very, very big area. So this is, again, major priority area for entrepreneurs. So when I say something's a priority, it means it's a focus. So we're now focusing on this. And so that's number four. Then comes number five. Number five is very interesting. Number five is measure better. Mm. So what do I mean by that? Measure better. You see, businesses tend to, there are two kinds of measurements in business: lead measures and lag measures. So I'll explain what that means: lead measures and lag measures. Now, businesses tend to measure just lag measures. Lag measures are things that are in the past. For example, revenues. What was my revenue last month? Or how many sales did we close? And what was our conversion rate? All these are lag measures. Yes, they're important, but this is the challenge and this is the problem, because businesses often only measure lag measures. Revenues and all that, those are lag measures. A lead measure is something in the future. For example, if I tell a salesperson, I want you to focus on 5 face-to-faces per week. So then I ask him, okay, for next week, how many face-to-faces do you have? Appointments, face-to-face appointments. He said, I've got 7. Very good. But see, that's a lead measure now. It hasn't even happened. All lead measures become lag measures eventually, but it hasn't even happened yet. He says, I've got 7 for next week. So that's a lead measure. Now, you see, here's the thing. When businesses measure lead measures, they start adapting faster to the marketplace and they start making huge amounts of money. So you've got to ask yourself, what are the lead measures? For example, let's take a person's physical health. So the lag measure would be your blood test. You look at your current cholesterol, your triglycerides, and all these things. This is a lag measure. However, if you really want to improve your health, you need lead measures as well. So lead measure could be focusing on the numbers of fruits and vegetables you're going to eat per day. So you want to have 2 salads a day, for instance. So that's a lead measure. I mean, well, that's might turn you into a rabbit, but that's a lead measure. You know, I'm going to have 2 salads a day, a salad a day. You know, that's a lead measure. So then it's a lead measure that's going to improve your health. The lag measure is just telling you what's happened.
Right.
It's the lead measures that change your health. So you can say, I'm going to drink 3 liters of water a day. That's, so you're going to measure that. So every day, drink 3 liters of water. So it's a lead measure that you're putting out there. You see, so businesses forget that lead measures are critical. I always tell this to business owners. Remember, the ball in business that you keep your eye on is appointments.
Right.
How many appointments are you generating with prospects? So measure better. So to make a list of all the lead measures and all the lag measures that you've got to start to measure, start measuring better, and you find you could now have better data to do better marketing, to do better training, to get people accountable to better things. You can do better innovations. You see, this one priority changes all the other priorities as well. So pretty powerful stuff. Number 5, measure better. And you look at lead measures and lag measures, list them down. Number 6, big one. The 6th priority for every entrepreneur out there is follow up. Follow up with every single prospect who has ever visited your business, ever made an inquiry. Dig them all out. This is the time to continue the follow-up, because you know what? This is where you push it and get the sale. So I have a statement, a golden sentence I tell all my clients and prospects and everyone I talk to. I say, hey, listen to, I say, write this sentence down. Every prospect or client, comma, if not today, tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year, every prospect or client, If not today, tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. So you want to follow up with every prospect and every client, you know. Bring past customers back again, past clients. Bring them back again. Call them up. Bring them back. Follow up, follow up, follow up. It's a golden rule in business. You want to follow up. So you want to talk to the team and say, hey, look, who are all the prospects that we need to follow up from the beginning of our business until today? If you can't go back so far, then start with this year. Start from January until now. Who are all the prospects? Then look at all the clients. Who are all the clients that we need to follow up as well? Clients who haven't come to the business in a long time. We need to pick the phone up and give them all a call or send them emails or invite them for something or organize a Zoom conference, whatever that is. But you see, follow-up is a magical priority because imagine this. Let's say now, let's do the math. Let's say you've got 5,000 customers in your database and you manage to get 20% to come back. So that's 1,000. And you manage to get them to spend 1,000 ringgit. You just made 1 million ringgit. Just like that. You just made $1 million. And that's the power of follow-up. So many businesses don't realize this. And they don't. And most of the time, they just follow up with those prospects that are really hot and about to close. But what about the others who have yet to make a firm decision? And a little bit of pushing on your side will make them make that decision. So you want to do that. I had a property agent call me up. And the last time I made an inquiry about a property he advertised was 2 years ago. And he called me up recently. I was like, oh, I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Right.
And then we started chatting and I got interested again in that property. But this time he had something else to show me. And it's impressive because I completely forgot this person. So you can't think that the clients and prospects are thinking about you. No, they're not. So when you follow up, so now this person's at the back of my mind and I'm thinking, oh, this is interesting. He's got some other stuff he's showing me, which I never considered. But now I'm starting to consider it. So, of course, it's up to this person to continue his work and continue to follow up. Follow-up is a repetitive thing. You can't do it once and expect it to be done. You've got to keep following up with the prospect again and again and again. But it's a priority. Make it a priority in the business. If you look at the priorities I'm coming up with here, and you can see the business now is starting to transform like crazy. So let's just take a look at it before I go to the last one. Let's take a look at it. So the first one, you've got a long-time perspective. So as an entrepreneur, you're now thinking further, you're looking further. So your whole behavior has changed. Your team's behavior has changed. So this priority alone changes everything. Then second, you've got aggressive marketing. So that changes a lot of things in the business again. Third, you're starting to innovate. Another priority, you're innovating new products, services, selling other people's products and services. Four, you've got accountability and training for your team members. Five, you're measuring better, not just lag measures, but lead measures as well. And six, you're following up. So really the business is starting to perform spectacularly well during this pandemic. And now comes the last one, number seven, the big one. So number seven is mental toughness.
Ah.
You need mental toughness. You got to realize that this pandemic is not going to disappear in a month or two. It's going to be around and it might get worse, it may not, but it'll take another 1 to 2 years before everything clears off completely. And it's going to take some time because the vaccines have to kick in and people have to get used to the SOPs and things like that. So it's going to take a while. So mental toughness. Now, there are three things here within mental toughness which I want you to focus on when I say mental toughness. So you've got to be mentally tough and you withstand the challenges that your business is facing. So the first one is goals. First one under mental toughness is you have to be purpose-driven. You've got to have some goals. Now, you can start with 90-day goals, quarterly goals. So focus on each quarter of the year, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. And then from there, you design some monthly objectives that you must meet in order to achieve the 90-day goal. So be goals-driven. Even better, you can have a combination of 90-day goals as well as 1 or 2 year, 3 year goals even. So the time perspective is getting longer. So the first one in your mental toughness arsenal is goals. Second one is refuel your mind. Refuel your mind with good books, with Jeevan Sahadevan's podcast. Listen to all my podcasts, go through it. Refuel your mind with some amazing books, amazing podcasts, YouTube videos, good people, intelligent conversations. Refuel your mind. You know, most people, they're refueling their mind with social media garbage or gossip and all sorts of stuff. You know, you want to change that. You want to look at, hey, what are some of the books I'm reading? And I ask this question to every client often. What books are you reading right now? So I've given you all these books. Which ones are you reading? I'll ask friends, what are you reading at the moment? You know, who are you talking to about the pandemic? You know, what sort of advice are you getting and executing? You see, so BFM has so much good podcasts that they could actually pay attention to.
Right.
So refuel your mind with the good stuff. with really good stuff. Listen to the people who know what they're talking about. Listen to my podcast. Listen to Tony Robbins. Listen to some of the interviews you guys are doing at BFM. Pay attention to the people who know what they're talking about and not to the gossip out there that's never going to happen.
Right.
And just going to waste your time. So that's number two for mental toughness. The third one is win small.
Mm.
Don't just look at the big wins, like hitting your 5 million revenue goal per year and all that. Get some small wins in. You know why? Because it gets dopamine hits in your brain. Your brain starts secreting this hormone called dopamine and you feel absolutely amazing. Win small. You know, you write down 6 to-do lists that you want to do by today and by 6 p.m. and you get it all done. That's a small win. But you know what? You're excited now. And there's momentum. You build momentum on small wins. Keep winning small. You know, you close this one client, celebrate. Your staff close a difficult client, celebrate that. You know, win small. Get a lot of small. Accumulate a lot of small wins from the entire team and you will be a company full of powerful fire. You know, you'll be full of some exciting emotions going on in your company. You'll be full of all good things. So win small. Get a lot of small wins in. These three things will make you mentally tough.
Right.
You want to be purpose-driven. You want to refuel your mind and you want to focus on a lot of small wins. Don't worry if you're losing a few things as well, but win small. Keep winning small. And I do this every day. I focus on a lot of my small wins and that gets me really pumped up. And then I start getting bigger wins.
Right.
So these are the 7 entrepreneurial priorities. So every entrepreneur out there, you want to pay attention to these 7 priorities and start to change your focus towards all 7. Sit down, make a list of each of the 7 and then write down what are the 10 things you're going to do for each of the 7. And you find your business is now going to take a whole quantum leap forward and you start to navigate this pandemic very, very well.
Right. MCO or no MCO. Jeevan Sahadeva from Leverage Lab. Of course, he'll be back again the first Monday of next month. Thanks for spending time with us. You've been listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.